This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Campaigning for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections came to an end this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. The political fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 female candidates, will be decided by more than 3.7 crore electorates in this phase of voting. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Our correspondent reports on the last day of campaigning today. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. Campaigning has also ended for by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies, which will be held on Tuesday. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on 14th November along with Bihar Assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Silver Jubilee celebration of formation of Uttarakhand in Dehradun today. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,140 crore rupees. The projects are related to key sectors such as drinking water, irrigation, technical education, energy, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, the Prime Minister also transferred financial assistance of over 62 crore rupees directly into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said that November the 9th is the result of the long struggle and perseverance of the people of Uttarakhand.
9 नवंबर का यह दिन एक लंबी तपस्या का फल है आज का दिन हम सभी को गर्व का एहसास करा रहा है और अब बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड The double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development. He said that local products of Uttarakhand are aligning with the Vocal for Local campaign and 15 agricultural products from the state have received GI tags. Emphasizing the potential of the state as a film and wedding destination, Mr. Modi said that Uttarakhand's new film policy has made shooting easier in the state and it is also rapidly emerging as a wedding destination. President Draupadi Murmu today held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in the areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, that is IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA. President Murmu reiterated India's commitment to being a reliable partner in Angola's development journey, bilaterally as well as in the broader framework of the India-Africa Forum Summit. The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen the cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture and digital technologies. Angolan President João Lourenço mentioned that two high-level visits between Angola and India within just 6 months shows how both the countries value their growing partnership. President Lourenço had visited New Delhi in May this year. He identified that collaboration with India in health, aerospace and defense sectors could be highly beneficial to Angola. The air quality in Delhi NCR fell into the very poor category today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 370 at 4 p.m. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed Graded Response Action Plan GRAP 2 restrictions in the National Capital Region. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.